I'm tremendously honoured to be here today with Bishop Ghassis, the Bishop of El Obeid in Sudan. And of course, when one says Sudan these days, you have to say South Sudan as well as Sudan. Bishop, a very warm welcome to London. Your countries are at the heart of an incredible humanitarian crisis and a political crisis and potentially a security stroke military crisis as well. Can you give us some sense of what life is like for people on the ground, both in the cities and in the mountains and in the rural areas?
Well, I want to be very specific. The northern part, like Al Obeid and going north, it's okay. Although, yes, the cost of living has gone high, but my problem is how to save the lives of the Nuba people in central Sudan. This is an area which is, I consider it as a cushion between North Sudan and South Sudan. Now, Khartoum says that this area is North. The Nuba say we want to have our rights of self-determination. And that's why there is a conflict, armed conflict between Khartoum and the SPLA in the Nuba Mountains. At the moment, the Nuba Mountains are encircled. There is no food coming, no medicines. People are being bombed every day by Antonov or by
from the north.
By the northern government. So people at the moment cannot cultivate, and this aerial bombardment is causing shortage of food. Therefore, we start having hunger as a first step. The second step will be starvation.
And we're talking about, you said, 450,000 people?
Exactly.
Of all religions?
Of all religions, irrespective of religion, of tribe, or of language. They're all together.
And the process that led to independence for the south, cessation from the north, was one which involved diplomatic activity through the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, but also terrible civil war.
Yes. Well, the Comprehensive Peace Agreement put a kind of silence on the guns and gave people the time to restart or putting in order their lives. But 6 years for the Comprehensive Peace Agreement was not necessary.
You think that there should have been a resolution one way or the other earlier?
There should have been a kind of more steps to be taken to take us to the end, which is the cessation. Let us not talk now about the past. The factual situation is that our people in southern Sudan, now they are independent. Yes, there are difficulties in southern Sudan. There are difficulties caused by the lack of the demarcation of the borders, the lack of where is this oil going and where is this oil coming from. There is the issue of tribalism, there is the issue of corruption, there is the issue of nepotism, and these are things that the government of South Sudan must face with courage to sanate. The second thing is, what are we going to do with the Nuba? We can't play with time. Time is very crucial for the people. People, when they are starving, they die. So we want to see that this relief is brought as quickly as possible to the Nuba by, first of all, seeing that the aerial bombardment must stop. Stop bombing the innocent civilian people. Because they don't see the forces of the SPLA carrying banners saying, we are the forces of the Nuba. Secondly, there should be also the possibility of opening roads to bring in relief, whether by air or by land, even from neighboring countries, allowing NGOs to come in and save what can be saved. Three is the crucial point as well, is to get the two belligerent parties to sit down and negotiate a peaceful solution in all honesty. No mental restriction, no lying, and no deceptive measures. They should be able to solve the problem.
And you want, by the way, SPLA is Sudan People's Liberation Army.
Correct.
You want pressure from governments like that in Britain, on the two governments? What do you want to see the outside world
doing? We want to see that our people who played a role in bringing this comprehensive peace agreement to carry on their homework. This is a homework to be continued. First of all, the IGAD members, they have to see that there is a solution to the situation. Number three, Britain, America, and Norway played a big role in bringing the two parties to sign a comprehensive peace agreement, which led to the independence of South Sudan.
Well, that is a very clear call to arms. Thank you very much for stopping to spend time with us, and good luck with the rest of your tour.
Thank you. God bless.